This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome back to the Captain's Run. And I cannot believe it. And I'm sure our listeners are sitting there mind blown right now. Not only has the Panthers released Fisher Harris from the last 2 years of his deal, the Warriors have announced a 4-year deal starting next season of Fisher Harris joining the club. I mean, this is big. This is absolutely huge. What are your thoughts, Smithy?
Well, it's massive given, you know, he's played his entire career at Penrith, and, you know, it's no secret that he's been a huge part of their three-peat. There's no secret about that. He just came off a season where he won the Golden Boot, where he was judged the best player in the world. He's been voted Prop of the Year, 2020, 2021 as well. But, you know, I think it goes without saying that he's regarded by a lot of people in rugby league circles as the best prop in the game currently. So this is massive, massive news moving forward, particularly, you know, you talk about Penrith. You know, we always talk about, you know, how big the pool of young players coming through at Penrith are, but, geez, it's hard to replace someone like James Fisher-Harris.
Mate.
It's just incredible.
Mate.
Massive signing for the Warriors, though.
Oh, the Warriors are
Holy.
Going crazy. They might have a is day it, of celebration in New Zealand.
Is there a... Well, you know... But in saying that, like, we don't want to show any disrespect to Adam Fanua-Blake too, because he's been one of the shining lights, I believe, for the Warriors over the last 12 months. It's a reason why they went so deep in the competition as well. But my goodness.
Oh, mate. Oh, absolutely.
Did anyone see this coming?
No, this has been kept under wraps. And yeah, I second your thoughts, mate. No disrespect to Adam Fanua-Blake. Like, he has been also literally one of the best Dally in front rowers and also one of the best front rowers in the game. But yeah, Fisher-Harris going to that club, what a huge day. Warriors CEO Cameron George has said it's a huge signing for us. Undoubtedly one of the biggest in our club's history. I will say this will be probably the biggest test of the depths of young talent that the Panthers have faced. And why do I say that? It's not necessarily because they haven't been tested before. It's because in the outside backs, usually you can get an 18 or 19-year-old guy that's a gun that's kind of ready for first grade, to a degree, 19, 20, 21. In the front row, though, very rarely do you have an 18, 19-year-old, and yes, there obviously is Payne Haas, there's Tino's, for sure, but very rarely do you have an 18, 19-year-old, 20-year-old prop ready to go and be the inspirational leader in the middle that Fisher-Harris has been. I mean, what a test for the club.
What does this mean for the Warriors? Is there a market on the 2025 premiership?
Oh, mate, it's just him and Barnett up front. It might be the most mongrel A front rowers combination ever had. My God. My God.
What did you just call them?
Mongrels.
Big mongrels.
Mate, they are. They are big mongrels ready to go at the drop of a hat. Okay, so for the Warriors. Oh, actually, we'll talk about the Panthers. I guess as a Panthers fan, when you didn't see it coming, you didn't have time to kind of, I guess, digest the news. This is going to be a tough one to swallow, because you would have expected Fisher-Harris to play his career out at Panthers. I know rugby league is a crazy world, but if there was one player outside of maybe Nathan Cleary, maybe even more than Nathan Cleary, you would have expected Fisher-Harris to be there till the end.
Yeah, well, he made his debut there in 2016. So he's played his entire career there. And yeah, I think, you know, for mine, I didn't see him moving. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see, not that it's any of our business, but I could only imagine that it's, you know, for family reasons, maybe that he wants to go back to New Zealand, you know, rather than being in Penrith, because there's no doubt that he loves playing for Penrith and has, you know, really, really enjoyed representing that footy club and that jersey. You know, he's a very proud Penrith Panthers player. So, You can see that in the way he performs every week. It's it's just, I don't know, I'm still a little bit in shock, to be honest.
I am too. I think my biggest concern with Penrith, obviously, you know, you've lost Luai, you've lost Fisher-Harris, I mean, the list goes on of high-quality players. I guess the biggest concern I have with Penrith is I haven't seen anyone fill in and come close to the level of footy that Fisher-Harris has delivered. Whereas when I look back to Burton, I go, well, they had Taylan May coming through that we saw with our Tungor, Critter. Yep. You know, we kind of had seen, and then you even look to the halves situation. We've seen them without Luai get some wins. Whereas, you know, with Fisher-Harris, I've never really seen a front row come in and do that anywhere near the close job that he does.
Yeah, they seem as though their stocks for, you know, particularly sort of outside backs or even halves, they've got high quality sort of young guys waiting in the wings, but not so much. You know, those front rowers, mate, like it takes a little bit to develop and to mature in those positions. Sure, you can get a young guy that sort of bursts onto the scene and they'll have a few good games. But it's not until they've been around the game for, you know, maybe three or four seasons, they sort of get into their, you know, mid-20s that they're actually, they're hardened in that position. Because it's the tough, like, let's be honest, it's the hardest position on the field, physically.
Yeah.
Like, they're running into brick walls and then, like, they're putting themselves in front of all the other giants and it's a tough game. It's not just about the physicality because, you know, you see so many young athletes come into our game. They're big, fast, strong, powerful. You need to be mentally tough. Mm. So mentally tough to be able to do, not just get out there and play in the middle, but to be able to turn up every tackle, every run, return the ball off kickoffs, every training session and be at your top like James Fisher-Harris has been for a long time now. Like, I'm looking across some of his numbers. From his debut year, like, he played 23 games in his debut year, Kempe. Remember, like, playing in the front row, he's pretty much averaged over 20 matches every season.
Yeah, wow.
So not only is he high quality, but his durability is remarkable. Like, I'll just rattle them off quickly. So this is games per season from 2016. 23, 15 in 2017. Then he went 25, 24, 23, 24, 23, 23.
Wow.
Like, it's just, you know, like, so what you're buying there is, from a Warriors point of view, that's value for money. Mm. That's value for money.
So basically, you know, we're getting some texts in there. 4-year deal for a 29-year-old front rower ain't a great deal. Another text. 4-year deal, $2.7 million for a 29 front rower. Ain't a great deal, forwards, especially front rowers, don't play till 33 these days. So he's currently still 28. He'll obviously be 29 when the contract starts. Mm. Look, if it is reported $2.7 million, that means they got him for $675 a year. I mean, I struggle to see how that's a bad deal. He doesn't look like he's injury prone. No. Doesn't look like he's carrying niggly injuries.
Yep.
I
agree with you. I think if he was on $1 million a year, then you'd maybe question it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't look like he's dipping in form at all.
Yeah.
So I think it's a great time to get a hold of him.
Yeah, and like, look, it'd be easy in 2 years' time if he does lose a step or two to then turn, oh, it was a bad signing, but it's like, okay, let's say the last 2 years he injury prone, whatever, but they win a premiership next year. Mm. Do you just go, we'll cop those 2 years for a premiership.
Like, you've got your return.
Yeah.
Your return and your investment, you've got it.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's really what they'll be talking next year with Fanua. I mean, even this year with Fanua Blake, they're talking premierships, in my opinion. Mm. Next year, for sure, they'll be talking premierships. You'd have to assume. So I assume the Warriors are looking at it going, okay, first of all, $675K a year. I mean, that's a good deal for one. But also, if we want to win a premiership with this current roster, we need the best of the best now. Right now.
Yep. Yep. Well, that's smart, right? Because they're looking at it going, well, our window is open. Mm. And, you know, a lot of people don't like to talk about windows and, you know, thinking, well, do we have an opportunity to win a premiership? Do we not? I think it's clear that when you look across the competition, there's teams with an opportunity to win it and there's teams that aren't. That's just a fact of life. Warriors are certainly a team right now that have an opportunity to win a premiership in the next couple of years.
Now, we're going to
he's only going to help. He's only going to help, mate.
And I mean, the standards he's going to set for the next young... let's not forget, We're bringing in Fisher Harris. The standards he's going to set, like those standards at Penrith don't get set without Fisher Harris being a big proponent of setting them. Like a coach and an administration can set all the standards they want, but if senior players aren't setting the standards, it does not matter. It really does not matter. On top of all that, let's not forget, Warriors have four or five of the best young forwards in the NRL that have openly been quoted saying, a lot of guys that have come before us go to Aussie. They said Aussie, not me. They go to Aussie because of the opportunity. We have chosen to stay together and play for New Zealand. That is quoted. The young forwards have said that. Tell me one forward currently playing that you would like more to mentor some young Kiwi boys coming through the ranks of the Warriors. It's Fisher Harris. He's number one. He's number one.
Yep.
So to recap, Fisher Harris has been released from the last 2 years of his contract from the Penrith Panthers. Quoted, out of respect to the three-time premiership player, Panthers saw it only fitting to grant this request. He has signed a four-year deal starting 2025 with the New Zealand Warriors.